You're listening to the Fusion Patrol Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Fusion Patrol. I'm Eugene, and tonight I've got guest host Simon with me. Simon, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome back. It's been a long time.
Certainly has.
Tonight we just want to take a quick, short episode. You could almost call this a sidecar, but I'm getting lazy with my numbering, so I'm just going to call it a regular episode. But we're going to look at the new Series 7 Doctor Who trailer that was released recently on the BBC and has made its way around the internet. That's like one minute and 20 of concentrated Doctor Who action in one trailer. So, does the trailer make you look forward to this series?
It makes me feel, yes, please, I'm ready for more Doctor Who. Yeah.
I have to say, looking back at the other trailers that they've done, this one does almost nothing wrong. When I watch this trailer, I go, oh yeah, this looks like the best yet. I don't know if that's going to be true.
Oh, interesting.
But I really look at this one, I go, this one looks like the best yet. We have, and of course, obviously, if you haven't seen the trailer, I could give you the warning that there might be some spoilers in what we are talking about, because there are things, you know, in watch the trailer, figure it out. There are only two things that I don't like about this trailer, and there are a couple things I could mention, but the two things I don't like is whoever they've got, I just don't like whoever they're playing Cleopatra. I think that's who it's supposed to be. They get this picture of this girl, and she just looks way too young, doofy, I don't know what. But, you know, there's like a picture of her face, and I'm like, not convinced. Instantly not convinced. And the other thing is it's got River Song in it, who I, you know, frankly, wish they would destroy that storyline and be done with it forever.
No, there has to be River Song in. I mean, this, after all, is. So the reason, I mean, I'm very happy to see the trailer. I'm very happy Doctor Who is coming back. The reason, I suppose, I'm not more enthusiastic about it is it is a trailer for just a five-episode run. So we're getting, what we're getting are bits of clips from a few episodes, and we've already seen some of those clips already because we've seen quite a bit of the shots from the sort of Western episode. And if I think back to the, you know, the trailer that we got shown, we must have got first shown for Series 6 back after A Christmas Carol. And I remember how excited I was then because of how wonderful Matt Smith had been, and and we just had this amazing Christmas special. And
wait, that's the Narnia Christmas special we're talking about?
No, A Christmas Carol, the Dickensian.
Right.
Dickensian. We had a Series 6 trailer then. After that, we had some shots. It was basically the whole stuff out of that trailer was actually taken from the first two episodes, the Impossible Astronaut and the Day of the Moon. But it was some spectacular clips, and I just thought, wow, you know. I didn't work out that it was from two episodes, but I just thought, we are so lucky. This is looking like it's going to be the best Doctor Who there is in a year when we're also going to get a new series of Torchwood, and that was all very exciting and incidentally all delivered. Though I know we may have to disagree about that because you don't fully understand how good that series was.
No one understands how that series was. Anyone who says they understood what happened is filling in the gaps with stuff that isn't there. No.
and then I suppose we've had a slightly anticlimactic Christmas special, and it's been a long time without Doctor Who, but also instead of this sort of joined up storyline, we've got the sort of tail end of the Rory and Amy era. Oh, you've done the spoiler warning, so
yeah, that's coming, folks. Yeah,
we can safely say it. So we know that's got to be wrapped up, and then there'll be something else at Christmas, and then, you know, we'll get into the new stuff in the new year. So in terms of that, we actually know it's only coming from a few episodes.
Yeah.
And those episodes look, they look good. In fact, I mean, the Western episode, for a long time, I've had a particular thing about episodes. This goes back to when Russell T. Davies used to write these really formulaic seasons where you'd open with the present day and then you'd have a historical and a future episode and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three stories I really wanted to see. One was I wanted another Western. One was I wanted I still really want this, actually, a kind of film noir type gumshoe story with Philip Marlowe or someone in it. And another was that I wanted to see Jane Austen meet the Daleks, but that was just a particular thing.
Jane Austen meets the Daleks. That sounds like a fetish film.
Well, it was actually after I heard the audio Doctor Who of Time of the Daleks, which isn't a particularly strong story, but it does have the Daleks quoting Shakespeare in it. Now is the winter of our discontent, and it's fantastic. I thought you could only top that by actually having them do Austin. So, but no, I think there was an episode of Futurama where they had a kind of Western on Mars. I think it was Amy's parents were ranchers, and they were sort of riding these giant ladybirds or ladybugs, as you'd have them around. And I think that's the trick that Doctor Who has missed and looks like it's going to miss again, which is if you have this enormous universe. I don't mean the ladybird, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have this enormous universe, and we have from established Doctor Who history that the human race leaves Earth and goes off to colonize the universe.
Oh, I can hear Firefly coming up here.
I'm not thinking of Firefly because this. I've seen Firefly now, and it's wonderful. But this predates actually having seen Firefly, and it is this idea of there being an unexplored wilderness. Why would you go back to the Wild West when you could have all sorts of those kind of wilderness type settlements in remote and unexplored planets all over the mm-hmm. all over the solar system, all over the galaxy. It seems to me a bit of a shame that they just
remade Westworld.
Well, yeah, and of course now I could see the sense of doing a Western if you were going and doing a pure historical, but of course it's going to have an alien in it, so it almost defeats the point of that.
I really am concerned that this thing looks so much like Westworld. Have you seen that movie?
I haven't seen it. No,
it's an oldie it's an interesting premise. I thought it was particularly interesting as a kid because I realized that these people were having sex with the robots. But and kids are just weird.
You think
that
this is going to happen in Doctor Who?
I don't think that's going to happen in Doctor Who, but Westworld is basically...
Got Captain Jack in it.
In an amusement park that's populated entirely by robots that will behave exactly like the Old West. So there's an Old West, and if you want the saloon girls are all robots, and they're utterly undetectable, and there's a gunslinger that runs around that's Yul Brynner, that you can be the sheriff and you can have gunfights, and it's set up so it's impossible for you to be harmed. But when the systems break down and the failsafe goes off, the Old West becomes deadly, and the robot gunslinger goes after our heroes and tracks them down. It's like, face me! I mean, I think he uses that line word for word, standing in the street trying to get them to come out and get shot. And I look at this and I go, boy, it just looks too much like it. And hopefully it isn't. And it may very well not be, but the choice of shots in the trailer make me feel Westworld. It's over and over. So that's one. I mean, yeah, I agree. I'm not the hugest fan of Firefly, but I liked the premise that, you know, you start dumping people out on these planets, they don't necessarily all grow into thriving high technology societies, some of them are going to use horses and six shooters. And so, I mean, you can have a Western in space without it being go back in time. And maybe they aren't. Maybe they are on another planet. Maybe that isn't the old West.
Well, it could be.
And it can't really tell. But anyway, so that's one of the episodes. Obviously, there is the Daleks.
Your favorite.
They look. I only dislike the Daleks when they're absurd. And so when they're trying to blow up all of existence, which seems like such a short-sighted plan, or when they're just pathetic, like with the Destiny of the Daleks, I don't care for the Daleks. But if you can put an episode where the Daleks are in a situation where they are terrifying, where they are make sense, then I'm okay with that. This one doesn't look bad from the clips, anyway, that they've got.
I like the eye stalk in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right with me. The rest of it's, it does look a bit familiar, but well, we'll see.
We'll see on that one, yeah. I'm hoping that it's a threatening, meaningful Dalek story, and maybe the end of the Daleks, too, would be nice.
Well,
but... Yeah.
We've had the end of the Daleks in a number of stories, so we might get that.
We might get the end.
But interesting, there's a spoiler in the trailer for the end of that Dalek story.
Is it? Where they're all blown up and...
They all get blown up. Now, maybe that happens in the first 5 minutes, I don't know. But it kind of looks like the end of the story to me.
It does. I mean, with carrying Amy's body and who killed all the Daleks and who do you think? It does kind of look like the end of the episode, and I wonder, it may not be all the Daleks. That may be just the Daleks on that base, or, you know, whatever.
I don't know, but I've watched the trailer, and I will watch trailers, but I do get a bit spoiler-phobic, and if I'm sitting through the episode and in minute 42, that moment still hasn't come, and I'm sitting thinking, well, I know how this is going to be resolved, because we're still going to have the Doctor kill all the Daleks.
I think Moffat's been pretty good about keeping that not in the trailers. I think most of the clips they've used in trailers have been either innocuous or you know, look like they're more climatic than they are.
Yeah, all right, I'll have faith. But here's the thing. If we're going to talk about spoilers in the trailer, right, there is either a huge spoiler or a mistake in the trailer, which is the Master.
You heard that too. I heard that. Yeah, I was going to ask about
that. Amy doesn't know the Master.
Yeah.
But the Doctor just mentions the Master to her as if she knows the Master. And this is in episode It's episode 3 or 4.
I couldn't tell which episode it was from because he's just
standing
in
the Western episode.
Is it in the Western?
It is the Western episode.
Okay. I could not tell that, but... He says something, this is about the victim, this is not about anyone who is killed by the Master or the Daleks or is a victim of my mercy. Something like that.
Yeah.
And so, he did mention the Master, and I... That's a good question. Is that just rhetorical, or...
Or has he's talking to Amy. He may forget that she doesn't know it, but she doesn't react. You got to think that between now and then, she's got to meet the Master. That's an interesting.
I hadn't thought of it that way. I heard the reference to the Master, but I didn't think about it. But that's an interesting idea. I don't see where they're going to fit him in. So we've got the Dalek episode, and we've got the Western episode, and we've got the Weeping Angel episode.
Yeah.
And we've got the dinosaurs on a spaceship. Yeah, which is
dinosaurs on a spaceship.
Coolest ever. That just makes this trailer. The Doctor and them riding on the Triceratops is just like, that's it. You're not going to be able to do any wrong with this series from that point on.
Well, not only that is it's likely to be even better than Snakes on a Plane.
So is my hangnail.
I love it that they called it Dinosaurs on a Spaceship.
It's
fantastic.
Well, what else are you going to call it? I mean, there's dinosaurs on a spaceship. It's great. It looks promising. Like I said, I'm not sure where Cleopatra came from. I think it's that episode.
Possibly. I mean, obviously, it's not all on a spaceship, and this may be reaching again, but there's a shot where they appear to be being chased by... Shall I even guess what they were with a paleontologist?
Go ahead.
Pterodactyls?
Pterodactyls, yeah. Or pteranodons. I didn't look at their tails, but yeah.
It looked a bit like where the Byzantium crashed.
Oh, that's definitely where the Byzantium crashed, yeah.
So
but that's just...
Yeah, but is that...
rocks.
Yeah. there are more than one set of rocks in South Wales, you know.
But, you know, they don't do that. I mean, it's like... I know, my trip to California, back out to Vasquez Rock, where they shoot all this stuff. They used to shoot all this stuff in the 60s. Captain Kirk fighting the Gorn, Wild Wild West. Captain Kirk fighting the other people. I mean, you know, they have their places that they can get to that are logistically sound, that you can keep people away from, that you can get permissions to shoot. And so it's absolutely it's the same
reaching.
Spot. It is absolutely.
But you think
the
I'm
same
reaching
spot.
to re? It may be the same spot, but I shouldn't read anything into it in terms of continuity. The fact we've got River back.
I hope not. I hope the Byzantium is gone.
Don't want River in your dinosaurs episode.
Dinosaur episodes. No, they can put River in the Western. That would be fine because I'm not looking forward to the Western. But oh man.
Oh, spoiled your day.
You spoiled my day.
It might never happen.
But yeah, that scene looked good too. Like the chase. And then, you know, okay, we have one face shot of a weeping angel, and we have what has to be that's like best, it creeped my kids out no end in the trailer, and that's that little cherub blowing out the candle that's Rory, I think, is holding, and I presume that's a baby weeping angel or something, but that was obviously violating the whole notion of weeping angels again being able to move, but kind of looks cool. I kind of thought all the weeping angels in existence had been wiped out of existence forever.
Yeah,
but maybe
we're hearing this will be again the last weeping angel episode, aren't we?
I hadn't heard that, but it would be nice. I mean, I like the Weeping Angels, but they were much better in Blink than they were in Wreck of the Byzantium, whatever that episode was called. Time of Angels and Stones of Blood or Stones of
Well, the problem
flesh
the problem
stone.
Was that they were. I mean, create them in Blink, and the threat is that they throw you back through time, and that's a genuine threat. In the context of that story, the problem is, anytime they reappear, you've got to start increasing the jeopardy that they had to kill you in the
same
time
as true in the Daleks. Yeah,
yeah, and I think that's, you know, that's the kind of inflation that actually devalues your monster. So they probably ought to be retired before they get worn out, if that's not too late.
Yes. So, well, I'm obviously looking forward to... Well, I may not be looking forward to the series more than you are looking forward to the series, but based on the trailer, I'm obviously more buoyed up than you were.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm feeling a bit... It'll be different when it arrives. When Doctor Who's on again, I'll be properly excited. And it's a bit like with the Olympic opening ceremony. I did get a bit excited when it came along, but up until that point, I was so, yeah, whatever.
So, and up to the point where they started dancing to the Industrial Revolution?
Exactly, yeah.
I haven't actually seen that, but I followed it on Twitter. All right. Well, in that case, I guess we'll be looking forward to Doctor Who coming up probably in about, it hasn't been announced, but my speculative guess is September 1. That's a nice Saturday.
I think you'd be right. Last year it was about the 27th of August it came back, I think, so that can't be right, because obviously in a year it's only going to get, what's 2012, it's a leap year. Anyway, yeah. I'll work it out before the end
before
of the
they
month.
Announce it. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, BBC is so weird. I mean, that is absolutely so strange to us that you could be coming up this close to a major series on the BBC and not know when it's going to be on.
Tell me about that.
That is so weird.
Last year, when we knew, well, we thought that they would be showing Torchwood at the same time on both sides of the pond, they'd announced the air date on Starz about 3-4 months ahead, and we didn't hear about the BBC air date until just under 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, now in BBC America, they usually run, like last year, they ran a few specials the weeks, like 4 weeks before Doctor Who aired. So they did some Doctor Who specials. I didn't watch them, but, you know, not quite making of Doctor Who, but, you know, that kind of thing to build up the audience. And they've started those here, I'm told. And so, you know, they are definitely in the run-up to airing the series. So it's imminent. Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to the new series, and I'm sure that we'll be talking about it more on Fusion Patrol when the time comes. So, Simon, thank you again for joining me.
Absolute pleasure.
And we will talk to you next time. And hopefully you'll all out there be listening to us again next time on Fusion Patrol.
You've been listening to the Fusion Patrol podcast, a production of Lone Locust Productions. Join us on our new discussion forums at FusionPatrol.com. Find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, username Fusion Patrol. You can also send us feedback by email at feedback@FusionPatrol.com. If you'd like to support Fusion Patrol, please leave us a review on iTunes. Fusion Patrol's theme music is Fight the Future by Amber Wolf.